What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You don't know what that art is, Mr. Trash. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired, I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I will continue to say the truth. Shall always set you free. This is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, the Mad Ramblings of a Gen Xer. It's been a hiccup. We had some things that we had to do, so we didn't really get an opportunity to do a podcast over the last week. But we're coming back with a vengeance because I got a lot to talk about. I got a lot to discuss. Want to talk about HUD. Want to talk about the Black Panthers. Want to talk about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And how, you know, I'm going to start with this right off the bat because this just irked the hell out of me. This just drove me crazy because of the fact that I saw my electric bill the other day. I saw my gas bill the other day. But Vice President Kamala Harris came out on Wednesday and claimed that the Biden administration has worked to provide Americans with lower gas and electric prices. Say what? I checked my electric bill. My electric bill has gone up exponentially, almost doubled. And this is in the wintertime. I checked my gas bill. And you know the good thing about the gas company in Pennsylvania is they actually locked in the rate. So while the rate is higher than it was last year and the previous years, I have turned around and I am paying more in electric and I am paying exponentially more in gas. Just please.
Make the bad man stop.
Make him stop. Because whatever he's doing, whatever this administration is doing, and we know what they're doing. They're trying to move to green energy. They're trying to get rid of fossil fuels, even though he has come out and say, Joe Biden, that fossil fuels are going to be around for a long time. But he's still trying to get rid of them. And this is called not being energy independent. Is allowing what's happening is the cost, of course, is being passed on to the consumer. Now, many families are feeling the crunch. Many families are feeling the crunch of inflation, of higher gas prices, of higher fuel prices, of higher costs to heat their home and everything else. And all the Biden administration wants to talk about is the fact that we're lowering costs. Where's the savings? Where's the cost savings? Could you just please show me where it is?
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Everything has gone up. And all they want to talk about is how they want to get rid of washers and dryers and dishwashers and make everything more energy efficient, make everything more electric, even though the electric grid cannot handle what we have going on right now. But you want to move everything to this electric renewable energy, even though the electric grid is powered by fossil fuels. So basically, when you're charging your electric car, you are burning fossil fuels to charge that electric car because we are trying to get away from nuclear. It just drives me insane. And I love it because of the fact that he will go to Poland and talk about how they're going to build nuclear facilities and coal power plants there, but he doesn't want to build it here. You have everything going down in East Palestine and Ohio. And on President's Day, he goes over to see Zelensky in Ukraine. He goes to Ukraine to see on President's Day. That's what he does. That was his thought process. And I love it because he alerted the Russians, the Pentagon alerted the Russians that Biden was going to make this visit. They alerted the Russians before they even told us that he was going to make this visit. Why? Because they did not want indiscriminate bombing. They did not want to have an accident. They didn't want to have missiles coming over the horizon. So it was eerily quiet, they said, that day when Biden showed up. But all of a sudden, he walks out and there's air raid sirens. Oh, no. The Russians are attacking.
My professional opinion that now is the time to panic. Uh-oh. No, the Russians aren't attacking because the Russians were informed that Biden was going to be there. It was just for political posturing so he could have his picture with Zelensky. He could show that he's the commander in chief because of the fact that he even told the Pentagon, you know, they said, Joe, it's too dangerous to go. He said, no, I'm going to go because of the fact that I'm Joe Biden president. No one's going to tell me where to go. But he wouldn't shoot down a freaking weather balloon, allegedly, from China for over a week as it traversed across the country. He wouldn't shoot that down under the guide and under the understanding that the Pentagon and the military is telling me that it's way too dangerous to shoot it down. There's way too many things that could go wrong. But we're going to let it traverse the country and go throughout all of our nuclear silos and all of other military installations. But you know what? That was too dangerous. But I could go to Ukraine. Ha ha ha! Because I'm Super Joe. It just amazes me. But getting back to the nut known as Kamala Harris. Electricity is up 11.9%. Fuel oil is up 27.7%. Natural gas is up 26.7%, natural gas is one of the cleanest burning energy and efficient energy that you can have. Gas prices is still up $1.30 since he took office. Families have lost, under Joe Biden, an energy cost alone this year on average $2,250. But that's okay because of the fact that, you know what? Costs have gone down, according to Kamala Harris. Wow. Wow, that's so awesome. The costs have gone down. Where has it gone down? It hasn't. You make this stuff up. You say these things. And I will say this. There is a portion of the population that is beyond gullible. And I always say they're too stupid to vote. Because of the fact that they don't look for themselves. They don't think for themselves. They follow the crowd. They're lemmings. They sit there and say, well, this has to be right because Joe Biden told me this. Well, yeah, and Kamala Harris told me about this. But you know what?
I think you're going to get away with it. Not up in here.
Not up in here.
You're not going to get away with it up in here because you want to. We're free thinkers. We understand. We can read. We can see our own bills. We understand the point of fact that costs are going up everywhere. They're talking about shortages everywhere in reference to certain dairy products, to certain wheat products, the cows, the pigs, the chickens going into this summer. But we're going to not worry about these things. We're going to go give another $500 million to Ukraine. Okay. Let's do that. Let's go give them $500 million to Ukraine after we've given them, I forgot how many billions, but let's not worry about the border. Let's not worry about fentanyl. Let's not worry about our own homeless population. Let's worry about people who have contributed nothing to this country as they come in here illegally. And then we're going to turn around and sit there and say, well, you know, here's your $300 night hotel room. And then they complain that they want to leave because of the fact that they're no longer getting their free stuff. Does anyone else see that being crazy? Does anyone see that being just out of control? I don't get it. I really don't get it. And then I was seeing, and I love this because this is something that that the liberals have talked about, and it's in reference to a new. And this is new, and this really isn't new, but this has been talked about before. There are going to be some new regulations to the Fair Housing in reference to HUD, the Fair Housing Act of 1968, which it basically says that there's no discrimination in sales, rentals, and financings of any dwellings based on color, race, national origin, religion, sex, including gender identity and orientation, familial status, and disability. In other words, if someone can afford to rent what you're offering them, yeah, you have to rent it to them. You can't just look at someone and say, well, you're Hispanic, so you know, I don't want to rent to you. But the Biden's administration's new Department of Housing and Urban Development is looking to push a new set of regulations. They have 200 pages of what some are referring to as new radical rules that require equity plans to go beyond fair housing agreements. What their thought process is, this is going to help the disadvantaged minorities, and this will lead to their relocation to more affluent communities. So those communities will no longer be underserved by not having a larger minority population. And it details how in these 200 pages is that this must be done. This also is required. Those are required to comply with these new regulations include more than 1,200 cities and counties who receive HUD funding. And all will be required to develop equity plans, such as these. And these equity plans can be anything from building low-income housings to redrawing school districts lines. And I love it for radical and social economic integration, as well to be assessed by the HUD bureaucracy. So they're basically saying you want to move people that are on lower incomes into better neighborhoods. And I understand that. And I get that. But here's the problem. Whatever happened to working to do that? Whatever happened? And they're going to say, you know, Tim, you're white. Yeah, I am. I'm also first generation Irish. So I wasn't here during slavery and all that. My parents came over from the Ellis Island. Couldn't even think. We have the certificate hanging up on the wall. And I laugh because of the fact that my parents and my grandparents worked their way up into where they became and their social standing. And my grandfather started working in the coal mines in eastern Pennsylvania. You hear the stories about how the Irish and the Italian immigrants actually built the skyscrapers in New York and how they were segregated against and looked down upon because of their inability to speak English and everything else. But they still built these cities. And they built these cities from the ground up. And a lot of these people built their families from the ground up as well. I've told the story a million times before. I lived in some of the worst neighborhoods in New Jersey. I did. I lived in some bad neighborhoods in New Jersey growing up. And when I went to college, I didn't get any student loans. I worked a full-time job and I worked a part-time job. And it was one of those things that, you know, it was something I had to do because I was an athlete at times and I was never getting a scholarship, you know, to play sports. But, you know, I was still in school athletically, but I still had to pay for my own tuition. And it cracks me up, though, because I've told the story, and I don't think I've told it on this podcast, but I've told the story that during college, my last, I would say year and a half, I lived in a tent in my friend's living room for a year and a half because of the fact that I couldn't afford housing because all my money was going towards tuition. I would eat the green bag of Hers potato chips. And there were these back in the early 90s, there were these huge bags of potato chips. They're like 89 cents. I'd get this huge bag of potato chips and I would get a Coke for like $1.75. And I would sit in my car and I would eat that. And if I wanted a good meal, what I would do is there was a chicken place near the school I went to. There was a chicken place and they served chicken wings. And they were open late at night because of the fact they were catering to the college crowd. And, you know, you come in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you have your chicken wings and you go home after a night at the clubs, after a night at the bars. But what I used to do is I would wait. They would close at 3 o'clock in the morning. And a friend of mine would go down there about 2 a.m., 2:50. And we'd go down there about, 10 minutes to 3. And we would wait because we knew that they would, any of the chicken wings that they had left over, we knew they would be throwing them out. And we met, you know, we've talked to a lot of the people that worked there. So they knew that if we came there, we were waiting for them to get rid of the, you know, we were waiting for them not to throw out the chicken wings. They were nice enough to put them in some styrofoam containers for us. Yes, they were styrofoam. I know, killing the environment. But we would get those free chicken wings. And I built myself off of that. Even when I started my professional career, I lived in places that you probably would not want to live in. But I built myself up. I built myself forward. It took years to do, but I worked hard And I worked my way through so many different things. And even after I got married, and I married a Hispanic woman, and even then we had trials and tribulations as an early married couple with a child. And when we had our child, our first child, both of us lost our jobs. So we were living off of unemployment as my child was born. So everyone has adversity in their lives. Everyone has these issues and these problems that they have to overcome to make their lives better. But the problem is you need to do it on your own. You don't need HUD sitting there and saying, okay, we have to move these families into other neighborhoods because of the fact that not that they could afford these homes, because they deserve a chance at a better life, even though that some of the people that have probably purchased these homes ahead of them are living paycheck to paycheck just to be there. And you want to come in there and under the guidelines of racial diversity, turn around and say, okay, you people that worked hard to get here, you people that are paying the full share and the full price, we don't care about you. We don't care about you whatsoever. We're going to just do this in the words of equity. And I love it because when Trump talked about suspending some of the previous Obama era's rules in reference to HUD, he was protecting the white communities. That's what he was protecting the white households from low incomes. No, it's not. It's about, you always want to preach about fairness. It's about fairness. It's about work, and it's about working hard. And I think that's what people need to look at. And I love it because they actually did a study about this in reference to the underlying social science rationale. And it was a Harvard study. And I find it interesting. It said, and they took what's a small number of low-income houses and they were relocated to higher income areas. And they basically said that children of lesser age, our younger children, I should say, who moved to lower, out of lower poverty areas and into more affluent areas, saw a slight increase of academic achievement. But greater long-term success and chances, yes, they were there, but not as high as the study would project it to be. Then they said that if for older children who are between 13 and 18, finding that them that moving them from lower poverty neighborhoods into more affluent neighborhoods, it was statistically insignificant in reference to the positive effects of moving them into these neighborhoods. Think about that. There was no significant improvement in reference to their grades, moving them into different neighborhoods. Why is that? And then I did find it interesting where they were talking about that don't be surprised if some of those that are objecting to this plan or African-Americans who are middle class, who live in the suburbs, who worked hard and played by the rules to get to where they're at. Think about that for a second. You have a neighborhood where someone hands you something and you worked hard, and it doesn't have to be African-American. I hated that phrase that they use. It could be African-American, it could be Chinese, you could be white, it could be anything. But you worked hard to get somewhere. You struggled to get somewhere. You may be struggling to get there and stay there as you're there. But we're going to turn around because under the fairness and we have to have access to high quality schools, we're going to turn around and just say, we're going to suspend the rules for these people. They're going to pay less. And you that worked hard to be where you're at, it's like the student loans. We don't care about you because of the fact that you are not going to be the persons that are going to vote for us. And that, if you think about that for a minute, it just kind of gives you pause, and it just makes you think for a second. Angela Davis, and younger kids probably not going to know who Angela Davis is, but she was a radical activist back in the 60s and 70s. She was basically known for working with the Communist Party and the Black Panther Party in the 60s and the 70s. She was involved in an armed takeover of California court, which resulted in four deaths. And she was on the FBI's most wanted list. She's now basically a celebrity because you could do these things and you know, it's under the guidelines of freedom. But I find it interesting that she did a show on PBS and she found out at the end of the episode, and it has to do with your heritage and your families. And she learned that she was the descendant of William Brewster, one of the 101 people who came over to the colonies in 1620 aboard the Mayflower. And they tell her this, and I think I can play the clip. Hold on.
Any idea what you're looking at? That is a list of the passengers on the Mayflower.
No, I can't believe this. No, my ancestors did not come here on the Mayflower.
Your ancestors came on the Mayflower.
No.
You are descended from one of the 101 people who sailed on the Mayflower.
Oof. That's a little bit too much to deal with right now.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you may have descended from people who laid the foundation for this country?
Never.
It was the show called Finding Your Roots. I love it because she doesn't want anything to do with it. She doesn't want to hear it because her entire foundation of her entire life has been a lie. That she was her ancestors literally were one of the forefathers. Four persons because we can't use fathers anymore because that's just wrong. That came over, that her roots go back 400 years. Oh my God. It's got not 400 years, but it has to kill you. The fact that your entire life is a fraud. You talk about equality, you talk about equity, and it turns out that your heritage is from the freaking Mayflower. Does that just drive you crazy? I'm not a tabloid person. And I don't sit there and read the tabloids, and I don't look at like everything that's going on in England with Harry and Meghan. But South Park had an episode where they basically made fun of Harry and Meghan. I think it's Harry, and evidently I watched the episode because of the fact that it was just so funny, and they made Meghan out to be basically this. This gold digging bloodsucker, which she is, and how the fact that, you know, she's not that intelligent and she's not that talented and she's forcing Harry to do things. And it was a funny episode. It wasn't one of their better episodes. And, you know, they skewer, you know, everyone on South Park. It doesn't seem like, you know, nothing's out of bounds. Nothing's off limits for them. But this episode was funny. And evidently Meghan, who has never seen it, is overwhelmed in reference to what this episode was, what happened in the South Park episode. She's overwhelmed. She hasn't even seen the episode, but she is distraught about it. She is crushed. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The episode did not make her look good. And it's one of those things that I have to laugh because if you watch it, you kind of sit there and think to yourself, well, you know what? This is probably about really sums up what she is and what she does. But I think it's just interesting that she is overwhelmed and distraught by it, but she's never seen it. We got a lot of other stuff going on here. We'll have some new podcasts and new episodes coming up shortly. Again, this is Tim. This is the Mad Ramblings of a Gen Xer. And get off my lawn. Couldn't even think of the name of the show. But you know what? The truth. The shot always sets you free. And as always, we're out.